Hello and welcome to Payday Pawn Vlogs. Thank you so much for being the part of Payday Pawn Vlogs. Thanks for your likes, subscribes, and comments. I really appreciate it. Keep being the part of it. Please ask us questions. And if you need any special video or explanation about any gun business or pawn business, please ask me the questions. I would love to make another video for you. Couple days ago, I made a video about home-based FFL gun sales business. And a lot of people liked it. A lot of people in person asked the questions, okay, that's how we can start it. But how about instructions and safeties and what kind of pros and cons we have to keep an eye on? So this video today that I'm making, that's dedicated to pros and cons of having a home-based FFL gun sales business. See, one thing you need to understand is gun business by any means is not a play, it's not a toy, it's not something to just have fun, it's not a hobby, it's a very serious business. A lot of legalities involved in that. I can understand your aspirations to have the home-based FFL gun business, but beyond that, there are a lot of pros and cons that I'm going to explain in this video. And before you go through all the hard work and background checks and trying to get the license, I think it's better to consider all these points that I'm going to point out today before you can really go in that direction and see if that fits your really need, or maybe can you handle that at your home. So let's talk about a couple things and see if I make sense about that. As we see, gun sales demands, people being cautious about guns, people being more aware of the gun laws changing, and a lot of lobbies that's trying to change the gun laws, try to control the guns. So people are kind of like, you know, cautious about that. And many people are kind of like ramping up on those guns. Many of them, they want to buy all these big guns that they might not be able to buy in the future. And a lot of concepts and myths out there, you know, that keeps people on the toes. And as we speak, a lot of people are branching out, and I see more increase in a home-based FFL gun business. Why? Because that's profitable, that's easy, you work out of your own home in your own comfort zone. But that doesn't come free, okay? That doesn't come free. There are many things that you gotta watch in that. And number one thing that you have to really consider, your location and safety of the location. What I mean by that is the house you live in, what shape that is. Is it a brick building or is it a wooden building, or what kind of building is it? How many rooms you have? How much room and place you can dedicate to the gun business? That's important to know. You just can't get the guns and just kind of throw them everywhere in the drawers and have problems. And that's the number one thing I see in a home-based FFL gun businesses. People get that and they're not being able to be safe, and their guns are all over the place, or maybe their location or neighborhood is such a rough area where they can't manage all that, you know, and just causes a lot of legal problems for them people. So that's number one thing. You must know where you at, and you must have a safe place where you can do a fair business as a gun dealer from your home. Lots of people, they probably have this misconception that home-based business might be different than typical gun store or gun pawn shop. So my friend, when it comes to that business, it's no different. It's same regulations, same ATF, same laws, and same inspection, same documentation, maybe more at home that can define you as a dealer in a later time, you know. Number one thing is, I've noticed a lot of gun dealers at home that doing business as a gun dealer from home, having an FFL license, they don't bother to have a decent safe. I've seen people, you know, they have these Walmart safes at home that you buy for $200-$300, and they just, you know, just kind of like jacking up the guns in there, and then they have problems, and they're not being able to save. And that's just a crucial thing, you know. If you're thinking in that direction, I will request you, once you get the license, number one thing investment you want to do is a decent safe. I will say heavy duty decent safe with the combinations and great space inside where you can lock all your guns inside the safe. That's just a must, okay? There is no deviation from that. You just can't have them here, there, in attics and little cabinets and under the pillows. You cannot do that. That's the problem I see with a lot of people. They will have the gun business at home, but they're not just investing that money in the safe. And that really becomes very big liability for yourself. And also safety of you and your family. That's number one. And to protect that, at least protect the guns, where you have the complete gun control, all the inventory that you have, it should be under your control. If not, there's a lot of problem attached to that. And you don't want to get that route, because each gun that comes through your house, it's got the name on you, your name on the gun, and wherever the gun goes, your name goes with it, and you are liable, you're responsible for that. That's a big con, okay? One more thing that comes to mind is inventory. A lot of people that do business as a gun dealer out of their home, either they don't have the money, or they don't have the place or space to have a decent inventory. Obviously, when you don't have a decent inventory, you won't be able to sell it. And at your house, you might not have enough space. Because I've seen a lot of gun dealers, home-based gun dealers, they will run into that inventory problem. And inventory problem is kind of like a double-edged sword, you know. I've seen people, they will just kind of like store up a lot of guns, new and used and buying from different sources and all that. And it gets to the point, you know, that where their sales are not accompanying their inventory. So basically their sales are not there. And now you're stuck with a lot of inventory at the house, and that inventory will keep you on the leash, where you're responsible for that. And I mean, I've seen so many people, they're tied up in there with a collar. They can't even move. So that's a big con that you need to consider before you can get the FFL license. Because inventory is very important. In order to make the sales, you're gonna need that inventory. And of course, if you can't afford it, and many times I've seen the people that cannot afford a gun store or a gun pawn shop, they will go this route because it's cheaper. You know, you don't have the storefront, you don't have the rent and all the utility bills and this, that, and other. And that is dandy. It's okay to really consider that. But mostly, I've seen people, they run out of money at home and they cannot maintain the decent inventory. And if they do, they're not able to manage that. So that can be a very big problem for you if you're considering to become FFL gun dealer at your home. Just imagine we live in a world that is ever changing, where all the good things are happening, there's so many bad things are happening too. So this next con I'm going to address is robberies and break-ins. I've seen so many homeowners that started their FFL at home, they were not able to manage the people, or maybe they lived in a rough neighborhood, or there was just a lot of unnecessary traffic that came to their home. And they suffered a lot of robberies. Some people, you know, there's some people on record, they lost their life or they killed somebody defending their property and all that. So that's another big con that you need to consider. If you got a family and children, you might want to find out more about another aspect of that business where you can do business as a gun dealer somewhere else, maybe a small store. And that's going to be more better for you, because most storefronts, you know, they have safer buildings. Those commercial buildings are much more safer. So that's another con that really a lot of time people don't consider, that because they're just so busy trying to, you know, just start the new business and they're excited about that, which is nice and dandy. It's okay to be that, but you must consider that, because where there's a great guy, there's a good guy, there's a bad guy too. Unfortunately, it's more bad guys than good guys. So whose job is that to understand? Our job is. Mostly, I do not recommend to have a FFL gun dealer license at home, just due to these things, you know, because these things have tendency to be more complex in nature as you progress, you know. And sometimes people are not able to manage all those problems, and that even puts them either out of business or maybe in a lot of legal problems. So that's something to really think about. It that's also a big con. The next con that I know is sometimes the homeowners, those dealers, FFL dealers at home, they make this terrible mistake that they think maybe their perceptions change about the business, and they don't do good documentation. They don't check the backgrounds like they should on people. And that can cause them a whole lot of problem. I've seen few people in trouble with that too. So that's a big con too, you know. Like I said, if you are thinking that direction where you want to open up your own FFL gun business at home, you must understand, you must get training, you must know all the documentation, you must know what it takes to be the dealer and what it takes to operate that business. You must know that. Other than that, people will tell you all kind of lies to get those guns. And that's not a good thing, you know. Your job as a dealer is to really catch the lies and keep the bad guy away, so they cannot get the guns, and those guns they can use for wrong purposes. So there's a big responsibility that goes with the gun business at home or the store. But since we're talking about home-based, so I'm just emphasizing on that one, that if you do have the license, FFL license for home-based gun sales, you must do a thorough background check, a descriptive, very definitive paperwork. Double check it, or maybe have somebody that will look at that, and they have the knowledge of laws and what was to fill in and what was to write on this line and that line, what was needed, social security's name, addresses, current addresses, you know, being able to take the copies of their licenses. All that remains in that paperwork, because I've seen, and that can be a big con for you, okay? That can stop your business. Another con is not being able to buy those heavy-duty, expensive guns. Some of the gun dealers at home, they might not have the money. And again, people's demand can be different, okay? Because if people come to you, and all they want is AR-15s, and you're not being able to buy it because of the money or any other situation, then you're going to be stuck with some of the unwanted guns, and that can be a big problem, you know, because any gun that you're bringing in or out, you know, obviously you're spending some money, and that money is tied into that if you don't have the favorite guns. And I've seen a lot of guys that do home-based gun business, they have that difficulty in that area because they're not being able to buy those expensive guns that people want. And believe me, that people do have money to spend on those guns. And if you got the inventory, they will buy from you. But I've seen a lot of dealers, they struggle in that area. So that's another con that you can focus on if you want to go that direction. My study shows that many of the gun dealers at home, many times they get greedy. Because when they start seeing the money that they can make from the gun, they get greedy. And I'm not saying everybody's bad, okay? But I've seen quite a few people that get greedy. When you get greedy, you start skipping some steps. Maybe paperwork, maybe selling bulk. And believe it or not, there are so many people out there, they work for some wrong guys out there that can't buy the guns, but these people get paid from those people and they will come to you and they will entice you with a lot of money where they can buy bulk guns. We live in the state of Georgia. I've seen so many instances, you know, at least one or two that some of the guns, they were sold in Georgia, state of Georgia, from home-based business, and they were found in Mexico. And I'm not singling out the country. It just happened to be Mexican country. And those guns, there were dozens of guns that somebody sold, and they were transported to Mexico. And this was like two or three people that bought it. And these were not Mexican people. These were American people. They got paid, and they bought those guns and then gave it to them people. Obviously, you know, when the guns were caught in Mexico, then it started coming back because guns have serial numbers, okay? So they can come back. And they came back to the dealers and they got into serious federal trouble, federal charges, jail times, or maybe loss of everything, you know? So that's just something to really think about. And that can be a big con. Because anybody that comes to you, you have no idea who they are. Because they can have the cleanest, crystal clear background, and that's all you want, and they got the money to buy. But being greedy, when somebody says, I need 10 of these guns, it remains your job to really think about it, like why this guy needs 10 guns. Instead of just focus on, I can make so much money. Yes, you can make so much money. But again, at what price? Doesn't it just stops that? And you must stop and look at it. You can't pay that price, you know. That's not a business. That becomes a craze, a greed that will get you in trouble. Another con that I notice is when people get the license, they think they can just use it for their own personal use. That they can, it's just be cool that they can buy their own guns and don't do anything else. But again, FFL, home-based gun business, is a business, because that's when you get that FFL license for home, you write down you're getting the license to do business. You have an intention to do business. And I've seen a lot of people, they think it's just kind of like personal type license where they can buy the cool guns for themselves and that's it. That's not it. You must do that because they want to see that you are doing business as an FFL gun dealer from home. That's just very important because I've seen people, they fail on that big time because they lose the track in between somewhere. And that can be bad for you, okay? So these were some cons, and we're gonna talk about some pros. Gun business at home can be rewarding. You can make a lot of money, or you can do as a side business. You can have a job, you can have another business, and you can still do that as a side business. So that can be exciting, where you can buy the guns from manufacturers and other people, and you are able to resell it, sell it, transfer it. All those things, they can make you a lot of money. And another pro is that you don't have all these extra overheads, like, you know, extra water bill, power bill, and phone bill, building bill. you know, you don't have it, or maybe you don't need that big of a business insurance and all that because you don't have that storefront. So that can be a good pro, you know. That means if you have limited funds and you want to start a gun business, that's a good direction that you can take. But again, you got to follow all the rules and regulations and do business the right way, the legal way, so you don't have any problem with ATF or local authorities or state or federal authorities. A lot of people get in trouble, so the best thing is just enjoy the good stuff by doing the right things. Another pro is being able to buy guns on a wholesale price. How cool that is. That means guns are going to be cheaper to you. You have ability to mark them up. And if you need some guns for yourself, you can buy them too. In that case, you will save a lot of money, and it's just cool they come to you. Same thing with the people, you know. People will be picking up guns from you. They can order that, and they will know the dealer in the area, and a lot of people will know that you are a dealer here, and the guns will come to you, and then they can pick up their guns. So that's really cool, you know. And again, your personal business and personal likes and dislikes and everything has to be balanced with that. But that can be a great pro for you. You can just dedicate your time and money to the guns that you can make a lot of money and profits. And that way, you know, you have to really study your clientele and make sure that these people want the guns that you have, or maybe you have those guns that people want, or you can get those guns. That can be good. Another thing is home-based gun business. That's going to be a lot less than the storefront. You don't need big loans or nothing. You can start with a small saving of your own, and you don't need to get the loans and all that, unless you have really big intentions and you want to do a lot of big business and stuff like that. Or maybe I will say, keep your budget small. Keep things on a small level for a few months and go through the whole cycle of like 90 days or 120 days and see how you like it. If you still like it, then you can enlarge your business, or you can get the loan where you can just invest more and more into the guns. But I will say, having this big pro, still don't go head down. Don't jump into that head down. See, the biggest pro I can tell you is gun accessories and ammunition. I know a lot of people, they make a lot of money by selling accessories. For example, if somebody buys AR-15s and then they're gonna add so many things to it to make more tactical gun and more desirable for themselves, that they'll keep ordering the stuff from you, and you're getting at the manufactured price where you don't need to pay any transfer fees or nothing. Everything comes to you and you have an easy access to the manufacturers, and that kind of like give you upper hand in this situation, and that enables you to make money. And of course, you know, gun owners, they always buy the ammunition. So it doesn't matter how your sales are, but your ammunition and accessories, I think they'll be selling all the time. Because if somebody's got a 9mm gun, a Glock, and if they got two clips and they want to get a bigger clip or a small clip, whatever is legal, you'll be selling that. But mostly people will have two, three clips. So you're able to sell that with the bullets and clips, holsters, tactical belts, tactical pants, boots, all that you can sell it. And all these things can be on your fingertips. You can order that, they come to you, and you can sell it to your customers. So that's a huge pro. So what I'm saying is, this whole FFL home-based gun business, that can be a great business for you. And it only depends, you know, how far you want to go with this one, how much you understand that, how you educate yourself, where you can really, really get down with this business and make it a legal business and a very handsome income. I think I have answered a few things in this one. It's so much to cover, okay? And if you got any particular questions about this kind of stuff, this kind of business, FFLs and all that, you're welcome to ask the questions, and I'll be glad to answer those questions. Please keep watching Payday Pawn Vlogs. like, subscribe, and comment, and your input is very vital to our channel. So keep being the active part of this. Till next time, you take care of your business ideas, your families, yourself, and I will see you in my next video. Thank you so much.